You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace. Stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Ready. I should be good. Let me know if you can hear my audio in the chat room. I'm continuing to deal with some computer issues. And at this point, I've determined that my main computer's motherboard is bad. So bought a new one today, not just a motherboard, but a whole new computer because it's almost the same price, you know, but the time you deal with you know, all that just seemed to be better. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is Keith AZ Live on Revolution Radio. And you know what? This network is 100% listener supported. And that means you and me. I myself have donated hundreds of dollars, not thousands, but hundreds, somewhere in there, you know, to the network, not because I had to, but because I wanted to, and believed in the vision that Nighthawk presented to us. Mike Ringley, God bless his soul. I love the guy so much. And you know what? Thank God I had the opportunity to tell him that. I said to him, I said, you know, Mike, I love you. You know, just straight up do the vision. And he said, why? You know, he was a wonderful spirit. You know, he was always kind of a jester in a way. You know, he'd want to poke you a little bit and say, why? You know, why do you love me? You know, and of course, there's so many reasons that he was such a developed individual. So skilled in so many things, let alone, I mean, just his music work. But creating this network and all the other amazing work he did. The guy was a renaissance man. I just love him so much. And so I said to him, you know, and this was shortly before his passing. I told him, I said, I love you, you know. And he said, why? And I said, it's because of who you are. You know, it's because that you're an extraordinary human being, and it doesn't even need to be any of those things. I would anyway. Listen, you've got a whole lot that you've given us. Nighthawk gave us so much, and he gave us this venue that I'm speaking to you on right now. And he did it out of, listen, who, you know, I can't get into inside his head and say, but it's my opinion that it was out of the love of his heart. You know, I don't know how you create anything like this without that. So just my, humble kind of point of view on this. Here we are in our 10th year, and this is 100% listener and as myself, host supported too. I'm not the only host that has donated to the cause in terms of hundreds of dollars. Many have actually donated a lot more in, you know, thousands of dollars. It's not because we want our voice to be heard, but it's because we care about the time we're in right now. We're in a very incredible time of transition. I'd be surprised if any of you would disagree with that. You know, a lot of us will disagree about how this plays out. And Jay Parker, obviously Dave Du Bois, David Du Bois was not able to do his show. So management, put his show on A&B, which is awesome, you know, that we have our management team, who also is 100% volunteer, by the way. And many of them have also not just volunteered their time, but also have put money into the network. So I hope you do too. This is what makes it work. So please do take a few moments and go to freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. Go to the support, and even if it's just $5, I'm telling you, man, there's so many of you out there. Don't worry about if you can't make a large donation. If it's just a few bucks, you know, $5 or whatever, $20 or something like that. Go ahead and do it. This is what I'll tell you what. This is why you're hearing my voice. After 10 years, you all have been stalwarts. You all are the change. You know what I'm telling you right now, as far as what I'm seeing about Trump coming back or not, and all that, and the change. I know a lot of people are accusing me of hopium. Listen, don't worry about that. We'll talk about that tonight. I'll give you some real foundation as to why that your vision is what makes this happen. It's not you are not a disassociated piece of the puzzle. You're not like an outlying part of it. Your vision is what's going to make this happen. I've said this many times on this network. You've heard me talk about this before. But the most powerful force as far as what our future is our vision. This is what coalesces into physical reality. Listen, it takes our hard work. It takes our understanding. It takes our really deep introspection into who we are to decide who we want to be. But I really feel that we're at a tipping point right now. And as we choose to shine our own personal light on this, and this is what it's really about. You'll hear a lot of shows that will say that, well, the dark side is doing this, you know, and there's, you know, you get different viewpoints where it's all, you know, between kind of two ends of the spectrum, right? Some will say that all is lost and the bad guys have won and the best we can do is try to hold on to whatever sovereignty and insulation that we can put up walls. Others will say, no, that we're coming into a really beautiful time right now. I'm of this later viewpoint. Looks to me like we're really on the cusp of something big, but it requires, this is my opinion, right? So I'm just telling you my own personal opinion, not saying it's backed up by anything. You know, you find where you resonate. You find what means the most to you, you know, what areas of where you can apply your creative energy. It's my opinion that the biggest difference between making a positive future and succumbing to the tyranny that is all apparent to anybody that's paying attention right now, that wants to be inflicted on us, this is how I see it. It comes from our inner willpower, our inner desire to have a positive future. I really believe that we're up to the challenge. I think each and every one of us is facing challenges right now. I mean, if you are choosing a positive path right now, the dark forces, I mean, it's like moss to the flame. If you're doing anything good, you're getting attacked right now. So I think it's a lot of us are feeling the pressure and feeling like, wow, you know, maybe it's not going to be so good. Maybe I've just got to try to hold on to what I can. I don't see it that way at all. I really see it that on this cusp that we are, the reason it's so delicate of a balance right now is because we are really making it happen. And so what I want you to do is to really take a deep breath. Breathe for a moment. Breathe in and out. And decide who you want to be in the time that we are coming to right now. And it's my personal opinion that your vision is just as important as mine is, as just as important as your neighbor is. It's just as important in our collective morphogenetic field. Or the force in Star Wars terms, or collective consciousness was an earlier version. I think that goes all the way back to the 70s. The idea that our mind power creates reality. That's really how I think it is right now. I really believe that our mind power, our vision, what we think is real, is actually what manifests. To a much greater degree than what most sources would lead us to believe. man, I just took a drink of water down the wrong pipe. anyway, folks, sorry about that. So again, let's go back to it. What I'm telling you is that it is my personal opinion. Right or wrong, you know, you decide. I certainly am not an authority. I'm the last person. You know, I'm the guy telling you I was abducted by aliens. Don't believe me. But again, you know, see if it resonates within your own being. It's my opinion that what makes reality real is our belief in it. So this is why the mainstream media narrative is so controlled. They've got to hoodwink you into believing their narrative because they require your collective vision, your collective creative energy to manifest your enslavement. And that's what they're all about. They have nothing to do with solving COVID or the economy or stopping war. No, you know, they're all about human enslavement. And we've got this very clear for us, by the way, with what's happening at the southern border. Listen, do you think what is it, since Biden has been inaugurated, what is the number right now? It's up in the, it's over, is it 1.5 million or something? It's some ridiculous numbers. They're just lining them up and letting them in and flying them planes. Do you think this is happening by accident? And they're coming in with new clothes and, you know, clean and all that stuff when supposedly they've braved the deserts. Listen, first of all, none of them are coming in without the cartel's approval, depending on which border crossing they're doing, because there's a different ones of them and they fight with each other, these drug and human trafficking cartels. I remember I had somebody ask me, you know, don't you think we should give amnesty? And I said, well, that's a perfect, you know, choice. If you want children to die and women to be raped, this is an operation, it's a human trafficking operation. It's being paid for. These people are coming in from over 100 different countries. It ain't Mexico. It ain't Central America, although there are many from there. That's part of it. But they're coming in from Africa. They're coming in from Asia and Indonesia and all who knows what else. And it's basically a dumping ground. They're taking their ne'er-do-wells, and it's like a steam release valve. You know, a huge number of them are economic refugees. And why are they economic refugees? Because their countries have been raped and pillaged by the private central banks, which go into deeper levels. Let's see if we can add anybody to this call. I was hoping Daku was around. Let me see. I'm just going to call him and see if he comes in or not. He may have gone to bed. He is such a wonderful person. By the way, my main computer, the mother, as best as I can tell at this point, the motherboard is down. So I've ordered a new computer and I'll get that going. So I'm a little bit hampered with not having full... I'm operating my laptop, so I'm a little bit hampered on that. And anyway, if anybody has any particular questions in the chat room, you can always type them in and put them in caps. So I've got to, damn it, I've got to, hold on. All right, we'll see if we can add Daku. Can anyway. So, okay, so let's go into positive things that are happening right now.
Hello, please leave a... message after the tone.
Okay, so he has gone to bed. No worries. If anybody else would like to call in, let me go ahead and give in the call-in number is 928-202-4608. I will give that out one more time, area code 928-202-4608. All right, so, well, let's go to, I was just looking over my notes. There's a lot of different areas we can go. All right, so let's go with Andrew Cuomo resigned. Many our YouTube channels and people were talking about that there was he was going to be their sacrificial lamb, and so he's resigned and made a very arrogant statement. He said, "I never did anything wrong, but I was from a different time, and so grabbing asses was okay, you know, somehow in his mind." And he probably really does think that, as sadly as that is, you know. But, you know, listen, the guy, if we want to talk about organized crime in New York and connections to Andrew Cuomo, I suspect these go really deep. Just my opinion on that. Any rate, but he did resign. This, I believe it was on Tuesday, and basically made a very arrogant statement. Said he didn't feel like he did anything wrong, but he did. In the meantime, the allegations against him are far more than just inappropriate touching. So as best as I can tell, he was thrown under the bus to hide other news that's coming out. Mike Lindell has been doing his production this week, and I've been monitoring a lot of stuff, and I've only heard bits and pieces about what's coming out. But as best as I can tell about what's coming out, they're still kind of holding back. We'll see. I had a very interesting conversation with my brother about vaccinations, and he's totally on board. He might as well be CNN talking points. And I just told him, I said to him, you know, I love you, and I've got to tell you, as best as I can tell from what so many incredible doctors are telling us about what's going on with this, that this is really a problem. And he summarily dismissed me and said that, oh, you're listening to these stupid people, and you're not listening to science. You know, same thing little Tony would say, Anthony Fauci, I'm science, you know. Like I said, listen, you know, watching some extraordinary people, Sherry Tenpenny held a roundtable with some extraordinary doctors and just amazing people. I think some coaches as well. I was trying to find that. I think SGT report. Anyway, I was trying to find that to send it to him, and I couldn't find it. And we know that the big tech is really able to, disappear various links, and so that I don't know if that's the case or not. I went through every one. I still can't find it, but it's one of the best ones I've seen. But Rogue News 2 has also had some a clip of an incredible doctor going up to a school board and really breaking down this stuff. And as best as I can tell, I'm not telling you I know the answer or, I have the solution. Use your own mind. Like I said earlier, last thing you should do is listen to me. I'm telling you I've been abducted by aliens and been taken off planet, right? So I'm the least of the sources. I don't post these shows on YouTube, but if I did, they may well not squelch me like they would somebody else, because of the very fact that I, you know, talk about the alien stuff. So it might be sufficiently discredited on that basis. But by the way, it really did happen. This is kind of why, I tell the flat earther people, listen, I know the earth is round because I've been off it. You know, I've been in outer space. I know it's a trippy subject. It's not an easy subject to relate, but it's very traumatic, but real. We'll see how this stuff is coming out. Again, as I was talking to my brother about, I'm telling you, don't take the vax, and of course he took both, the first and the second shot, and he's really proud of it. I asked him, did you have any ill effects from it? And he said, yeah, his arm that got injected, I think it was the left arm, got really sore for a couple days. And he also felt really tired for a time. So he did not get one of the fake injections that many are reporting of, including Cliff High, who, by the way, has been kicking ass. You guys, I strongly recommend going to BitChute. I think that's the only one of the channels, between Rumble and BitChute and Brand New Tube, and I know there's a number of others. As far as I'm aware, that's the only one that he posts on, but he is amazing. He's been on fire. You know, I'm not like a super big Cliff High fan. I've been aware of him for many years now, and I thought he's been doing good work. But I'll tell you, in the last couple of months, as far as I can tell, Cliff High is just on fire. He does not like some of the people that I'm a fan of, like Simon Parks. He thinks they're shysters. And it says so, that's fine. I'm not telling you to believe in either one, Cliff High or Simon Parks. I find them both extraordinarily interesting. And I think very full of right-on information. I think they're both really right on. And the fact that, Cliff High views them differently, I think it's important because we should have critical, skepticism. We should, do our homework and just not believe them. The only person you should believe is yourself, right? The only person that you know for sure is who you are. Unless you have like a mind meld like I've had. I've had extraordinarily profound psychic experiences and connecting with people at such a deep level that you're inside their mind and they're inside yours. And that level is real and will increasingly happen. We're moving into a different vibration. This is kind of a very long story. We've been going through it for so long, but we're into a time now where it's all sort of collapsing on itself. People talk about different timelines and different dimensions kind of coming together. I think there is some reality to that. I don't have the answers to that. I can't tell you. I know there are others that will give you real breakdowns on that. Another person that's been doing extraordinary work in my opinion, is Gigi Young. I know often when I mention her, Flippy or one of you other wonderful people in the chat room will put on a link to her. She just did a Q&A today. I started to listen to it, but I was monitoring a lot of other stuff and only got into the first part of it. She's been doing extraordinary work breaking down the deeper layers of this. And this is kind of a really high-level stuff, and it's not for everybody. In fact, probably many of you are not interested, you know, to go into these deeper levels of the metaphysical realms, which is fine. You shouldn't. You should be focused on exactly what you need to do right now. What it looks to me, let me go into a future prediction for you. It looks to me that at this time, it's still going to be a little bit rough. So I'm giving you basically a 3-month future run. I don't see Donald Trump coming back in this time. I know a lot of the other sources are saying that it's sooner rather than later. I'll tell you why I say this. What I think the most important component of bringing the future into alignment with universal law and abundance and the what some would call the fifth dimension, I tend to think of it more as the heart vibration, is the collective consciousness of the planet. This is what the game is. This is why the mainstream media is so corrupted. That what they're trying to do is entrain you to facilitate the vision of your slavery. So that's the dimension they're operating on. They've got to hold you back. They've got to keep you contained into that 3D realm of polarity. And that's why they're playing the race card, the wokeness, what's it called? SWJ, all this programming that they're bombarding us with is because they require your vision. I'm telling you, folks, in my opinion, it's more important than your actions. It's actually your vision. So they're projecting on you a reality of your slavery. And what I'm suggesting is that our most positive actions that we can take right now is to choose to free ourselves from this bondage and to move into a reality where we are really in control of our destiny. And are really creators and generators, because that is our true nature. All of you are. I'm telling you, if you're tuned into this show, I always say that. If you're tuned into this show, it's because at some level you have some resonance with your creative energy. I'll bet you anything, so many of you are extraordinary. If the listeners of this show, if we had a conference, it was the Keith AZ live conference, I'm telling you, there would be marriages, there would be people connecting all over the place. And that already is happening. The reason I can say that is because it's already happened for me. I go to these different conferences. That's one of the fun things I've done in my past. Is going to different UFO and conspiracy con, or two of them, and Tesla, and those types of events where the people get together and meet each other, and you just make connections, and many of them last for your lifetime from then on. And you find so many people that are so positive and so much in resonance with the vision. And I'm telling you, that is the primary thing we need to do, is to have a vision for the future of the planet, and recognize our particular part in participating with manifesting that, right? You know, so you got stuff to do. It's not going to happen by yourself. I don't think that we are going to see somebody save us. My personal opinion, this is why I think Trump may not come back till 2024. And even then, I think it may be Trump Jr. I'm not sure. I have a real strong vibration that he sort of did his part. And there was a particular, like a, you know, listen, think of it like this, strategically, like a football team. We're going to throw the ball to this guy, right? Or we're going to run that play. And it's been gamed out. They've have extraordinarily, I mean, beyond belief, sophisticated supercomputer technology, which is combined with very high level angelic levels. I mean, all this stuff is like combining, and incredible like fifth, sixth, seventh, I don't know, 11th dimensional aliens. I don't even know. Light beings beyond belief that have gamed this out and planned out the future for us. Listen, folks, I'll get a lot of heat for this. A lot of people are saying, you're selling hopium, right? You're selling, you're like Q, you're selling, and what you're doing is making people be inactive because you're pretending like something. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying the opposite of that. What I am saying is that it's up to us. Trump's not going to save us. 107's not going to save this. Oh, by the way, I was watching a video with Carrie Cassidy, and she thinks 107 actually is JFK Jr. with some kind of makeup on that makes him appear different. I don't know, folks. Listen, it was interesting to me. You know, I'm not ruling it out. I'm not saying it's true either. But it's kind of a fun, you know, area to investigate. Carrie Cassidy had a lot of backup to it, you know, and then really did an interesting presentation to make me consider, well, you know, I'm certainly not going to rule it out. You know, probably, listen, this is my opinion. Probably he was killed. I don't want to, you know, I would rather he was still alive somehow and came back and helped bring the people that have been mind controlled to communism back to a center. You know, that would be a great thing. But we don't got to. It's better if we don't expect anything like that. It's better if you and I do the best we can to make a positive reality manifest, you know? So what some will accuse me of selling hopium, hopefully what I'm telling you now is the very reason why I'm not doing that, is because I'm telling you it's up to you and me. We got to get busy, right? You know, and I think we have been very good. I think the primary thing we can do is to share the information, honestly. I think ultimately it's really a spiritual war. And as we bring these higher levels of information into consciousness, and believe me, it's exploding. I mean, the stuff, freaking A, man, it's like a fire hose. You can't, you know, we're almost almost immune to it. Yeah, I mean, new stuff's coming out with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's the alleged, of course, is, you know, in my opinion, he's an imposter. He's not, you know, it's my belief that Trump won MAGA. And that's the will of the people, and that we will see some real resolution to this. But I think it may take some continued time yet. I know that is not a popular viewpoint, but I do believe, as best as I can tell, we will get resolution. But I don't think it's because of Trump's efforts, or because of positive aliens efforts, or because of Archangel Michael or the return of Jesus. I actually believe all those factors are at play. Believe me, we're getting a lot of help. But it's my personal belief that it's because of our willpower, you and me. It's because you and me are saying, hey, you know what? I see the game. I don't want to be a slave anymore. And guess what? There's way more of us than there are of them that would be enslavers. I mean, actually, the number is probably something like 1 million to 1, or maybe 100 million to 1, or something like that. All it takes is for us to collectively figure it out, and we can have a much more peaceful and wonderful interaction with each other. So anyway, I am going to go ahead and put on a little bit. This should be coming up right now. I'm going to, since I don't have any gas, I need a little break for a few months. Put on a little bit of White Drink.
Welcome to the Quite Frankly pre-show. It is 6:59 p.m. Going to be a good one tonight. The more that I piece things together, the more we're going to be able to touch on past Thursdays, recent past Thursdays, too. So things, and Rob is in the studio tonight. What's going on, Rob?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. We have a nice introductory conversation with a man named Bill Taylor tonight at 7:30. He's going to spend about 20 minutes with us or so. He runs a website called d-state-research.com. Wonderful blogs and essays about very powerful entities doing nefarious things in the past. And I cozy reading.
Yeah. You send it to me, so I was checking some stuff out for sure.
Cozy reading. And tonight we're going to... we're going to be on the more of the manipulative end of the Project Bluebeam portion of things, the alien agenda stuff. What could be steered by human beings, and where we're going to be going to. And of course, that's going to feed into the second half of, we're circling back around to Denver Airport, and also...
Don't say circle back.
I know, it's horrible, because, you know, that's
what something else they've taken from you.
So what's supposed to do? It was something else we had. It's going to be good. We have Denver Airport and a few other great theories from the audience, and plenty of time for calls and shit. Hideous nonsense.
Hideous nonsense.
That's what the world is. It's hideous nonsense.
It's certainly projected out where you have to have hideous nonsense in your face at a daily basis. So you have to cultivate yourself to move away from the hideous nonsense.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Impenetrable to the hideous nonsense.
I know. Yesterday I came across an article you know that the non-racists of the country, they are so they've been like counting down the to the day where white people are no longer the majority here because they're non-racist and they're completely obsessed with making with celebrating the fact that white people are not only shrinking in population size, but they have been convinced to kill themselves off to save the planet, of course.
Right, right. So I'm aware of these mentalities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So things like that are really just horrible because it reminds you day to day, even though, like you said, you create an impenetrable bubble around yourself and you go out into the world and you live your life and you conquer and you work on the inner and the outer and whatever you got to do. But it's just a horrible reminder that it's not just that we have a difference of opinion where somebody wants to put a different decimal point on a spending bill or there's a difference of opinion on one thing or another. There's people that just want to see you dead.
Yeah.
They want to see you dead.
Yeah.
Gone. Erased.
Gone and but first just totally decimated with everything. It's not just like they want you gone, but they want you humiliated and yeah. then your spirit broken and then gone. It's very sick. It's just hideous nonsense, man.
Yeah,
it really is.
it's going to make a lot of sense tonight too, because the big theme was when I was looking at some of the stuff that Bill Taylor does and all the conversations we have had and we'll have tonight and all that. One thing that kept popping up for me was, and I'm not a Star Trek guy, but I know about Starfleet's prime directive.
Mm-hmm.
You don't interfere with a species that is evolving, that needs to go through its developmental trials.
Right.
For one thing or another, one reason or another. We have so many layers and so many violations of that television rule going on right now of a small amount of people who are projecting and trying to nudge humanity at large into a direction they see fit.
Right.
Not that we as individuals and nations and families see fit.
Right.
And
well, as we see with just some of the practical things here, that rules don't apply in adhering to any type of standard or principle doesn't apply.
No.
As far as just regular people. So I guess there's bad things of extra dimensional or terrestrial, whatever. I guess they probably wouldn't comply with such directives either.
No, I wouldn't say so. And tonight, we can expand and go everywhere we want. But what Bill Taylor wanted to talk about, to a degree, and like I said, it's an introductory call with him. I'd love to have him on again one night during the week, coming in the coming months and all that, to have a full throated conversation about one thing or another. And he does a lot of work there, but he's taking this from a perspective of how the concept of off-world contact and presence has been used by the government itself to be able to mask all of their, whether it be assassinations or economic dealings or the theft of military equipment or the creation of one thing or another that they don't want anybody to know about. And, prime directive is really falls into the blue beam category too, because what is blue beam if not some sort of a projection to harness the will and harness and try to steer the direction of a species?
Yes. Yeah. Using whatever means of control that can be had to exert. Yes.
God, but I'm so, because along the way, when I think about this stuff, I think about those who have really been affected by the blue beams that are happening all around us. the lost little battle bots.
Oh yeah.
How many times people said, oh, well, either way, it wouldn't work. We know it's CGI, what are you going to do? Project something into the sky and, CGI, we've known the capability of CGI, computer-generated images, since Jurassic Park. Well, you want to know something, Rob? The last year and a half, it's been very, very low budget.
Exactly. We talked about that one time where it was like, it seemed that when that, remember when like the Pentagon, all that stuff was coming out, and it was like, are we being set up for Blue Beam? Are they really going there? So that's a huge risk on their end, because they're going, it's aliens, and here they are, and they have to show something, and then whatever, you know, if it's false flag, they could add whatever to it. But it doesn't seem like they have to really play that card, because they can do Blue Beam in with just the, you know, everything that we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, you know, they don't have to go that far, where we would be like, all right, come on, stop it. This is all ridiculous. It doesn't make, you know, people would be able to punch holes in it, in the CGI, in all of it very quickly.
Yeah.
We would think. I mean, there's been things that we've seen in the past year and a half that holes have been punched, but.
Well, here's the thing. Most people think that we wouldn't fall for anything that elaborate these days. But you know what? Most of those people that would say that about something like a projected alien invasion or any kind of a collective religious experience, because they also said they wanted to try to project the second coming of Christ.
Right. That was a real thing that they were going to do.
Right.
Right. Over Cuba.
So, I mean, you think about people saying, well, the same people who say we would never fall for that are also the same people who would probably agree with you any other day of the week that whatever kind of gadgetry and technology that we know about is probably dwarfed and obsolete by at least 100 years in some bunker somewhere. Yeah. So not only do we not know what we don't know, but like we said before, look at the hysteria that has been created with this virus. And it's an antagonist you can't even see. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we're watching a planet-wide flea circus right now, you know? And they had tens of thousands of troops at the Capitol for months. And it might as well have been to defend against space aliens, because there was certainly no threat. But of course, the projection still had a tactical value.
Right.
You know, so blue beams all over the place.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, they don't even need to go to aliens. That's it. We see what we have right now. Why take the risk of the technology in that regard when you're convincing people to inject the technology into themselves?
Oh, yeah. Hey, how much money did it take to make all those fake Bin Laden videos?
I know. And they were ridiculous, too. I mean, at the time, I mean, I was so into conspiracy and everything. I was grandstanding and jumping around like, listen, not even the same person. Look at it.
Here's the thing with me, because I remember being taken along for that ride. Like I said, my first vote experience in an American voting booth was voting for George W. Bush in 2004. It's my first election, and my reasoning was, listen, 9/11 happened on his watch. Let's give him a chance to finish it. Let's give him a chance to finish this war. Yes.
So progress is good, Frank.
Yeah, but I also remember the Bin Laden tapes coming out periodically and saying to myself, is that the same guy? But never giving it a second thought, like knowing something was that he looks different. Oh, he put on some weight.
Yeah.
Oh, this and that, you know, his beard is different.
Yeah. It's the dialysis in the caves.
But that's where it ended, because I just had that trust that was still there. It was still intact, this trust.
Right. Well, this whole thing is a process for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That trust was still intact. But
that's why, you know, when we sit and we talk about these things, and it's, you know, you have to really give credence to the fact that there are opportunities. And then when opportunities are not taken, those opportunities are gone. So where we were at 2016, and then there was an opportunity throughout those 4 years to progress and to, you know, have people get up to speed with certain things. So right now, if, let's say, what we would want for the direction of the country, given the current circumstances, you're talking about a complete 180.
Thank you.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect, Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody seen Mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Listening to Keith AZ Live with Keith Roberts at revolution.radio.
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes, and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and steeple, the laundry.
All right, we are back. Hopefully you can hear me well. Again, I'm having some technical issues. My mute on my main mic, the switch doesn't want to throw anymore. So I'm probably have to take it apart and clean it. Any rate, interesting times we're in right now. Let me give you some more positive information that, you know, take it for what it's worth. It looks to me like things are really shifting. I'll tell you what. One of the ideas that has been coming out is that some of the Democrats that we think are part of the dark cabal are actually being controlled by the good guys. And they're showing us just how absurd these ideas are that they're presenting to us. Ocasio-Cortez is a perfect example. Coming up with the Green New Deal says we got to kill all the cows. How nice is that, right, by the way? you know, because they're emitting methane, right? So they're a big problem. Total ridiculousness. And then she says, we've also got to not fly planes anymore, but make bridges across the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean. That's completely impossible. I mean, these ideas are so absurd. So one of the ideas that's been presented by some you know, interesting sources, and I'm not saying they're correct or not. I'm just telling you, this is something that I find, you know, when I hear this, I say, wow, that bears further investigation and observation. You know, let's check it out and see if does this this idea have some legs, right? And they actually really do. If you think about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the idea is that we can't fly planes and we'll just build a bridge across the Pacific. These are completely impossible for so many reasons. You know, and even if you could do that, which you really can't, you know, the currents and the depth of the ocean and so many reasons why this is completely impossible. But even if you could do that, you would use up so much of that same type of energy that you're telling us we are supposed to divorce ourselves from. So I don't know, folks. I just find it, you know, part of one of the interesting elements of the play that we are in, the manifestation of, I guess, our deep level subconscious. I mean, I don't know, folks. You know, is it creatures from the id, like Forbidden Planet? Talked about that movie before. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest you do. The premise of the movie, well, first of all, is based on a Shakespearean play called The Tempest, where a sailor on a ship finds an island where a father has a daughter and the captain falls in love with it. And the father is very protective and doesn't want, you know, that attachment to be severed. And but it goes to a much deeper level in the movie. What they do is they bring up the whole idea that I've been talking about how our consciousness manifests reality. In this case, it was presented that these alien beings called the Kryons or Krylon, I forget what the... it's been a while since I've watched that movie, but these beings had developed a machine that could instantly manifest whatever you wanted. You know, so if you wanted a house or a car or a bar of gold or whatever it was, a bottle of scotch. I don't know, you know, whatever it was you were thinking of, you could instantly manifest it. But what these beings didn't understand, according to this story, and again, I'll tell you, it's a very seminal, very deep level of storytelling that I think it's actually unparalleled. The movie actually kind of stands up today, as far as what the idea about it was. Obviously, the special effects and stuff, and you know, fall short compared to what they can do. But even then, back in I think it was made in 1957, 59, somewhere around there. Extraordinarily good, even to this day, with what they were able to do with it. The idea of us thinking what we wanted and then manifesting that, what these this alien race did not understand, which came clear at the end of the movie, was that these beings were not connected with their own subconscious. This is true with us as well. We are mostly severed from so many aspects of ourselves. This is what the would-be dominators, would-be controllers want to manifest, is that it's critically important that they disconnect us from those deeper levels of ourselves, including our higher selves, but also our own subconscious. So the idea, the premise of the story is that within this, the Krell, that's what they're called. I knew it was Krylons, sorry. The Krell. This is probably free on some format. If you've never seen Forbidden Planet, it's got Leslie Nielsen and Anne Francis and I forget the guy who played Dr. Morbius, but he was also a very well-respected actor and really did a great job playing Dr. Morbius in the movie. What happened was, because they had demons in their subconscious, right? They had unresolved trauma in the deeper levels of their being. So when they turned on this giant, gigantic machine, it was 20 cubic miles big, or 40 cubic miles, I forget exactly, but it was this gigantic machine that they built that was powered by the molten core of the planet, so it had incredible energy available to it. The machine was designed to manifest whatever their thoughts were. So because they had this dual level of their surface mind and their deeper level mind, where they had anger and hate and all this stuff, that destroyed them like in a day. Almost instantly, as soon as they turned it on, they unleashed their own internal demons and destroyed the planet. So the point of that is it goes to the deeper levels. And I always try to qualify these things. We have these deeper levels of our being, and we have unresolved hurt, unresolved trauma. I do not think were that actually, if we did that, I don't think that would entail the way the presented it in the movie. I think it's more analogy to show us the deeper. It's a very sophisticated story, but this is the point of what we can do right now. The most important thing, like I said, is not to, listen, I'm coming from a place where a lot of people accuse me of selling hopium and telling people, oh, it's going to be okay because nobody's going to save us. We are going to save us. And I think we actually really will. I really see that happening. I've been watching a lot of collating a lot of data, a lot of videos from school boards and political, what do they call them? You know, any rate, you know, where people are coming out and they're saying no in a big way to the social justice warriors. That's what I was trying to think of earlier, SJWs, to the schools having that, you know, telling us that white people are racist, all this crazy stuff they're presenting. So there's a real pendulum swing to trying to convince us that we're unworthy. You know, think of Garth and oh God, what's that movie? I apologize. I seriously, if I wasn't doing a radio show right now, I'd be falling. I would be asleep right now. I woke up about 4 a.m. and my sleeping. So sometimes I think I'm attuned to a different planet in my sleeping habits. Yeah, you guys ever have that thought? Anyway, I know probably just me, but Wayne's World. That's what I was trying to think about. So they are trying to disconnect us from our higher selves and also from the deeper levels of ourselves. And they've been surprisingly effective. Seriously, I thought with the 2020 election that the voter fraud was so freaking obvious that there would be arrests like pronto. But little did I know that things were worse than I thought. The infiltration and the deep levels of corruption were more than I was aware of. And I already knew that was really bad. So it was surprising to me. And I justifiably got criticism. I admitted I was wrong. I was wrong. I thought the Supreme Court would have taken that case with Texas, and I think it was about, what was it, 17 or 26? I think it was 26 states that had joined the suit, and the Supreme Court did not address the merits of the case. They dismissed it on a technicality. This was total bullshit, and two of the three Supreme Court judges that Trump had nominated and were confirmed, so Borsch voted to hear the case, and Thomas wrote a really scathing rebuke to the decision that John Roberts and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett all agreed to not accept the case on not its merits, but its technicalities. Now, the Supreme Court historically has been there to one of the main jobs is to navigate disputes between states. So this was right in their alleged wheelhouse. So This really astonished me. Seriously, folks, I thought that the Supreme Court was going to be a win for Trump and that he would be proven. So here we are right now in August. A lot of people are saying that, you know, August is going to be the time when things happen. Folks, I don't know. We do have a lot of amazing revelations, including new really freaky images of Hunter Biden, where he went to Vegas and he's saying, I think a Russian drug dealer stole my laptop. I lost three of them while I was there in a total drug haze. You know, and this is the son of a, imagine if any one of Trump's sons, this came out, it would have been all over But you're sure not hearing that on CNN. Oh, by the way, it looks like Brian Stelter is done. We've just seen, as I reported earlier, and I'm sure you already know, Andrew Cuomo has resigned. I think it's effective in 2 weeks. I think he's going to, you know, stick around and clean out his office. I think he's basically, it's like a 2 week notice, right? You know, and then the deputy governor will take hold. Another interesting YouTube channel is Rogue News. Listen, I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but obviously the guy is super sharp. And it's important to, you know, hear contrary views and compare them against your own and see. And so I do have a great deal of respect for what he brings. You know, and there are certain areas, you know, particularly with Q, I disagree with him on. You think, again, this will go to the criticism for myself, talking about, you know, Q and Hopium and all that stuff. Again, nobody's going to save us. I don't know if Trump will be reinstated anytime soon. I think it is possible that it may not be till 2024. These things take time. Listen, as far as like you and myself, we want it now. We don't want to wait till tomorrow. We don't want to wait till next week. Next month is right out. I mean, screw that. We're done. We are so done. It's not even funny. And we're really exacerbated with some of our family members, like I am myself, my own brother. I was telling him, look, do not take the vax. This thing is so bad. And I've been looking at all this stuff and he just won't hear it. He thinks I'm totally delusional. And I'll tell him, you know, well, you know, the fact is that one of us is. And we both think it's each other. You know, you got to kind of break it down to these basic levels and stand near, you know, I'm actually really cool, more cool than ever with standing my own ground and saying, listen, I've done, you know, but you can't. The problem is you know, when we're dealing with these people that are so mind controlled programmed, it's very difficult to get past any level. And at least I was able to tell him, I'm really concerned about you and your health. And I'm telling you, there's really cautions about this stuff. And we may come to a point where those of us that have refused the vaccination become very valuable. We'll see. I'm hoping, folks, listen. Some of the projections I talked about Cliff High earlier, what he's seeing is a lot of problems, a lot of health issues for people that have taken the vaccination, and that those of us that are unvaccinated will become very valuable for that reason. You're going to have to put a gun to my head before I take it, you know. If it's between instant death and a slow death, I guess it's at least if you choose life, you know, you can breathe tomorrow and there may be some solution or some cure for whatever that injection is. And there's a lot of different ones. They're not all the same. You know, some people even have reported that perhaps some of the injections are actually a very positive this one of the things that the positive alliance has done is insert into the negative agenda. It's like, just like they've infiltrated universities and all kinds of other institutions, obviously our government. I mean, it's a total, what do our politicians do? They sell us out for millions of dollars. That's what not just Democrats. This is what Republicans have been doing too. This is why they're two wings of the same bird. It's because they're totally down with selling us out for every scam they can perpetrate. And it's why we're in such dire circumstances right now, is because they've been operating from a selfish level and don't give a. It's not just that they don't even care about us. It's actually worse than that. They actually despise us, I think, many of them. I mean, take a Nancy Pelosi or a Chuck Schumer or a Adam Schiff, and you can go to many Republicans as well. McCain, there's tons of rhinos. System has been so heavily infiltrated. Again, I'll go back to what I was saying. This is why I think this is so more. It's a lot worse than I thought it was. And you know, I've been here. You hear me on this show. I'm trying to be positive and tell you. You know, very good things about what you and I can do, not what Trump is going to do, not what Biden, I don't care, not what the Alien Alliance is going to do. What you and I can do is participate in manifesting a positive future. And they require creative energy. I mean, this is the biggest scam of all. This is why the mainstream media is in lockstep. I bet you all have seen those videos where they show a whole bunch of different shows. They flip between CNN and MSNBC and ABC and you know, whatever. And they show the same three talking points in the same exact order with the same exact emotional kind of quotient that they're wanting to impact us with. You know, these guys, it's about global tyranny, and it's about us collectively saying no to that. We do have incredible allies in this, Trump being the tip of the spear. I'll tell you what, I love him so much. I think he's incredibly misunderstood. He didn't need to do that. I think it's correct how certain people are characterizing him, that he was invited. He was recruited to be president. And, of course, we know he talked about it. And, you know, we've all seen the clips where he talked about that in previous times. But he... in my opinion, has tons of flaws. He's not a savior. He's, you know, you could certainly, there's many levels you could criticize him on. But it's my, as best as I can tell, he really tried to do good for all of us. And one of the aspects of what he was able to accomplish was make a huge dent in child sex slavery and child slavery in general. It's actually not just sex. I won't even go into the darker aspects of that. That's bad enough right there. We are continuing to have more information come out about what he's done to address that and to rescue those children. So anyway, I'm probably going to have to put on another show. I'm sorry to say that, but my voice is kind of... I've had actually... My apologies, but I've been a little bit under the weather. I've had a sore throat come up, but it wasn't too many weeks ago when I actually couldn't even talk. And I think I'm getting to that point now. My voice is starting to get very hoarse. And without any other wonderful person calling in, I don't think be able to continue a lot longer. Let me look at the chat room. Any particular comments that anybody would like to make? I will answer some questions if anybody has any they want to address. Actually, you know, one of the reasons I'm aware of the child trafficking to the degree that I am is I'm able to tune into what I was talking about earlier, the morphogenetic field, the human experience, the collective consciousness. And when I look into this, what I see is that, yes, it is real. We've got to address this, man. It's got to be stopped, like right now, like yesterday. Like we got to go back in time and kill these demons before they even started it. I mean, it's that serious. I don't know, you know, actually, you know, there may be levels of time travel that we may be able to, you know, heal this more than we may be aware. You know, in my mind, these things are possible. You know, you never know till you try, right? At least if you tried and failed, at least, you know, took a chance and took a risk there. But trying to play a Tom Rundgren song, but that's probably not a good idea. There's a, you know what I should have done is just posted that in the chat, but too late now. Well, folks, let's see what else we got in our notes here. Oh, I told you earlier, I said, Carrie Cassidy of Project Camelot thinks that Juan O'Savin is JFK Jr. Yeah, that was an interesting thought. I don't know if I've ever heard that before. I may have because Carrie mentioned, and I've been actually following her, not really following, but checking her out from time to time. She has done some really great work. We all, you know, got to be cautious with all these things and use our own critical discernment. But as best as I can tell, she's mostly been doing really good work. But she says 107 is JFK Jr. and cites a lot of things to support that, including that he actually did use disguises in his what we know of his life before what was reported as death in that plane crash. I'll tell you, folks, I'm of the mind that, I don't know, he probably, I don't know, I mean, maybe he survived. I mean, it's possible in my mind that he did survive and is part of, you know, a real movement. He was aware that his father was murdered, not by Oswald, but by, you know, the forces that his John F. Kennedy was opposing in terms of, you know, what he openly said. He wanted to break the CIA into pieces. And I mean, why was JFK killed, right? It's my personal opinion. It's because he was trying to do the same thing Andrew Jackson, who was attempted to be assassinated twice, and Abraham Lincoln did, where he was killed. And there's actually a whole bunch of interesting synchronicities between John F. Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln. You can do a little search on the web and find those. But it was because of the money. Some believe that he was murdered because he wanted to expose the UFO stuff. Again, possible. But I think it was more the money. One of the things JFK did, he was actually quite a bit similar to Trump in a lot of ways about his approach. I mean, there's a lot there as well. And by the way, Donald Trump and JFK Jr. knew each other, and there's Carrie in her presentation that I watched earlier tonight talked a lot about that as well. But John F. Kennedy issued silverbacks, which were similar to Abraham Lincoln issued greenbacks. But in the case of John F. Kennedy, they were backed by silver reserves. And he issued about $50 billion, I believe. So this was going directly against the Federal Reserve banking system. And believe me, these guys have no morals. They don't care if they give you $1 million or kill you slowly and painfully. They it's just all the same, whatever accomplishes their goals. And this is how bad it is. And, you know, this is the reality we're finding ourselves in. And this is why we're having to go through this difficult period we're in right now of really seeing the great revealing, what in the Bible is the apocalypse, right? The great revealing, revelation. All of this stuff is coming to the surface. And I believe the primary driver to this is our collective consciousness, which perhaps the single largest component to that is Mother Earth herself. Her ascension process. And those of us that are ready to raise our own vibration are along for the ride. Alrighty. Let's see here. Let me just check in with chat. Oh, thank you, Flippy. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just a bit exhausted. You know, I'll tell you one of the things I think what's exhausting me the most is I've got to move, folks. Moving is like the least fun proposition. And were I in a financially more secure situation, it would be less worrisome. But I'll be fine, I think. But it is taking a lot of attention and a lot of energy. But I've got so many wonderful friends and support. I'll be fine. So anyway, thank you for that, Flippy. Let's see. Well, of course, we are going to see continued inflation. Going back to the theme that I've been talking about tonight, that things are going to get, in my opinion, more difficult. Ever since Biden's been in, everything's been going to hell. Like, as fast, the dark forces, they've got to destroy everything as fast as possible. They've been hugely thwarted. Cliff High did an incredible presentation on their whole plan with Hillary Clinton. According to Cliff High, what they were planning to do was start a really serious war. So that would get really bad. I think he said that it was, I forget, but I think he said it would be nuclear. At any rate, it would be seriously bad. So they would already have economically just completely messed us up. We're in a war, folks. You know, this is big time. And then the plan was to unleash the the bioweapon, the coronavirus bioweapon. And they thought it would be a lot more deadly. It turns out, and I think this is because we had a lot of angelic help. I think we had real intervention, by the way, in making the coronavirus less harmful than by actually a magnitude than what it would have been. I think they thought that sucker was going to seriously kill people, and it turns out it's like only 0.01% or something. You know, it really affected people that had comorbidities, and people that already had compromised health were the primary victims of it, as best as I can tell anyway, folks. So at any rate, so they would have the serious freaking war, and so they would already have really weakened us. And then they were going to come in and say, oh, there's this freaking terrible virus. And they were expecting it to be actually much more deadly than it has turned out to be, by at least an order of magnitude, if not several. You know, in other words, instead of killing, you know, I don't know what the real numbers are, folks. We can only guesstimate. But of people that did not have comorbidities, I think the number is extremely low. And I think they were expecting it to be actually way, way high, really take out a lot of people. So in other words, so they have this terrible war, nuclear war with North Korea or China or something like that. They had or Iran, you know, it might have been Iran. So it was going to seriously weaken us, then unleash the virus. And then say it's mandated. And then by the end of Hillary's second term, which, of course, we would be in right now, if it went according to the dark cabal plan, we would be in this second term of Hillary. And then they unleash this virus. And then they say you got to lock down and shut it down. And we'd be so weakened that we'd have much less resistance to it. And then deploy this kill shot in terms of the vaccine. And they wouldn't know that people were dying because, you know, somebody would be alone in their apartment and they'd find them 3 days later and, you know, have no connection to them being vaxxed a couple days earlier. Then by the end of Hillary's term, you know, by 2024, they would have the UN in charge of America, which, by the way, of course, we know Biden has said to the UN that, oh, we need to have UN troops to come into America to fight systemic racism. Listen, folks, I'll give you a newsflash. America is the least racist country in the world. You ever been to China? The Chinese are taught to hate other Asians, let alone Caucasians or Hispanics or African Americans. They don't even like Koreans or Vietnamese or Cambodians or other Asians. This is Dave Du Bois, who unfortunately couldn't make it tonight for whatever reason, has talked about spending his time in China. This is a fact, Jack. Listen, racism is real. And I'll tell you what, most of who they're vilifying as the most racist people, they would call somebody like myself, who is really pro-America and pro-freedom and pro-liberty, as a white supremacist. They would say, that's white supremacist. I'll tell you what, how many African Americans would rather their ancestors had never been brought to America and that they were incarnating in Zimbabwe or some other Nigeria or whatever in Africa? I'm not saying we did them a favor. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that you know, there's complex levels to this, and it's my opinion. First of all, I grew up in San Francisco Bay Area, and we were really liberal. We just loved everybody. I had Asian friends, Mexican friends, Black friends. One of my very best friends was a mulatto, meaning that he had a Black mother, in his case, a Black mother and a white father. And I never considered that for a second. I always first of all, he was an unbelievable bass player, but he became an unbelievable friend, and we helped each other, in particular, I helped him through kind of a difficult time for him, as best I could. I didn't have a lot of resources, but, there I was at a critical time of need, being able to give him a place to sleep and food to eat. How many of you have done that, by the way? How many of you have had a dear friend who fell on hard times and you fed them and gave them a roof over their head and a bed to sleep in? I did that, even with my limited capacity at that time. But I did it not because of any thought about racial equity. I just loved the guy, man. He was a dear friend. And we became closer through that experience. And I'd never had a thought about his mixed race heritage. The guy was a fantastic artist, fantastic musician, and fantastic friend. Just a really beautiful person, and very sensitive and very intelligent. And those are the qualities I didn't give a damn about, and I think most of you, I would be surprised if anybody listening is not exactly the same way. I would be really surprised if any of you had any racial bias. I'll bet you anything, none of you do. This whole systemic racism thing, it's yet another way to divide us. You know why they want to divide us? It's because if we unite, they've got no chance at all. Their only chance of the controllers, the dark cabal, the New World Order, the Illuminati, the whatever, however you think of them. And they're not a monolithic group, by the way, anyway. They're a whole bunch of separate groups that are all have an agenda of dominating and being in charge. And then that, one of the most beautiful things about this situation is actually the head's been chopped off. The reptilian overlords have been removed, but that's a whole nother story. Oh, so anyway, let me put on another cut. I'm telling you, my throat is really wearing out right now. Let me see if I can find something I can play just for a couple of minutes and then maybe come back and finish out the show. So anyway, I love you all. I appreciate your patience with me tonight when I'm not quite at full strength. Of course, that's me every time, I guess. Really, I mean, think about it. I guess we just go through different cycles where we're a little more on top than others. We'll see what the Duran has to say about Julian Assange. Of course, they got their bullshit commercial coming on. I'll just tell you, man, it's gonna get better. We got to get through some challenging times, but it's gonna get better.
Going on with Assange, we have some developments, bad developments. Looks like the U.S. yesterday or 2 days ago, full spectrum victory across the board, the United States government.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's exactly what's happened. And I have to say that for the first time since the court back in January decided that Assange should not be extradited to the US. Remember, there was that long hearing last year, and the judge, to everybody's surprise, said in January that he should not be extradited, basically for health reasons. I now am starting to think that the odds are turning against him, and that it's likely that in October, the High Court is going to say that the judge was wrong and is going to say that he should, or at least perhaps not say that he should be extradited, but they will throw it back to the judge, say that she's got to reconsider the decision, say that the issues about the health, his health, which she took up, were she was wrong about them. And that makes it much more likely now that he will be extradited to the US. Can I say, explain very briefly what happened? The US appealed the decision in January. They appealed on two grounds. One was that the judge didn't give them a chance to give all kinds of assurances about how Assange would be treated if he was sent to the US. I don't think anybody takes that ground particularly seriously. The other ground is that the judge got it completely wrong when she decided that Assange was has health issues and is a possible suicide risk. And the reason was...
All right. Sorry about that. Wasn't that... You kind of got to know who the Duran is and get into them. But that's a YouTube channel. These guys are really interesting. I like them because they give me a very different geopolitical analysis from anybody else. And they're very smart. And talk about this. I mean, these are the guys. One of the interesting things about the Obama, the Biden administration. How many of you think that Obama is maybe one of the people behind the scenes that's running what's going on now? I don't. I think he may be one of the conduits, but he's certainly not the mind behind what's going on. He's just a willing... influencer, I think. A powerful one. There was a lot of talk. Of course, he had his 60th birthday party. I guess it was a couple days or a week ago or recently anyway, out in Martha's Vineyard on a property. I guess it was a property he bought, $60 million, you know. Ah, that must be nice. I'll just spring for 60. Anyway, had a great big party. There was some video leaked from it that showed nobody wearing masks, and this was enough for the mainstream media to comment, oh, well, these people are smart enough to know that they need to get the vaccine, so it's okay. Jeez, it's like rules for thee and not for me, you know? This is the same the same stuff they have been presenting to us. You know, we saw with Gavin Newsom issuing mass mandates and then being caught in a restaurant with his friends not wearing a mask. It's because they know they don't work. You know, you all know that, right? Masks don't do crap. You can smoke a cigarette and blow smoke through it. You think that's going to stop a virus that is less than a micron in diameter? According to what we've been, the best science that I've been able to, figure out about this. And this is, again, Cliff High, was a source for this, who, talked about how he studied medical books and did a lot of work on, you know, really, backed it up with, a lot to present to us, but it also agrees with what the, mainstream science says as well, that the they're calling the COVID virus or the bioweapon is about 0.73 microns. 0.73 microns. The best surgical mask has a weave of something like, I think the... down to 100 microns, So this is less than 1 micron. You know, we're talking about a fly being able to fly through a picket fence. You know, this is no defense against it. The masks don't work, and they're fighting about it for our children. You know, the mask has nothing to do with public health. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's actually really harmful to public health. It's so funny. My, it's telling my brother that I said masks are bad for you, and I heard it, his wife laugh in the background. I said, "Yeah, yeah." He visited a couple months ago, and we were in Safeway, and he put his mask on. I didn't put mine on, and the majority of the people in the store weren't wearing masks at this point. He said, "How come you're not wearing a mask?" I said, "Because they're bad for you." And I just left it at that, because, listen, there's no point in trying to hammer people with stuff. I would have liked him to ask me why. I would have liked to go into this exactly what I'm telling you now. There's all kinds of things the mask do. One of the things that they're finding with kids is it's causing more acne. It's also, studies have found that if you wear a face mask, it slightly raises the temperature in your mouth, which causes all kinds of opportunity for nasty infectious stuff, gum disease and dry mouth. I forget what all else, but yes, they actually are bad for you. Of course, we also know that the slightly, not a lot, but they do slightly reduce the oxygen that you're getting to your bloodstream, because it traps more of the your exhalation. So you tend to breathe in a little bit more of your own carbon dioxide exhalation. So that reduces the oxygenation of your blood, which is your number one defense against anything. I mean, think about it. You know, you need water and food, but what do you need more than that? You need oxygen. How long can you live without water? Well, 4 or 5 days, right? You know, something like that, depending. How long can you live without any food? Maybe a month or something like that. How long can you live without oxygen? You know, 5 minutes, maybe. You know, so... you know, this is the problem. Oxygenation of the blood is your primary immune defense. I mean, forget about how your white blood cells and your overall health and all that. Oxygen is the primary defense against all that. So at any rate, folks, we are coming up to the top of the hour. I'm impressed that I've been able not to play too much other stuff. I couldn't find anything good for you. I do apologize. It was just spur of the moment. I was hoping I would have somebody else to share the time with me. I did talk to, you know, I've been trying to get James McCanny on, but the guy is just too busy. He is such a genius. What I think is going to happen in his case is he is going to be so successful that he's going to be able to retire, and then we can actually do some really long form shows. I'm telling you, the guy is just off the charts. I had a couple of conversations with him. I talked to him for over an hour about a week ago. Oh, there's the top of the hour break. At any rate, when I do get them, we'll talk about Atlantis and amazing technology. Good night, everybody. See you next time.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet.
I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look!
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern.